January. Monday the 2nd. Lying face down on the massage table, Ryan Miller was dozing under the healing hands of Indiana Jackson, a first-degree Reiki practitioner, well-versed in the techniques developed by the Japanese Buddhist Mikao Usui in 1922. Having read 60-odd pages on the subject, Ryan knew that there was no scientific proof that Reiki was actually beneficial. But he figured it had to have some mysterious power, since it had been denounced by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in 2009 as dangerous to Christian spiritual welfare. Indiana worked in Treatment Room 8 on the second floor of North Beach's famous holistic clinic in the heart of San Francisco's Little Italy. The door to the surgery was painted indigo, the color of spirituality, and the walls were pale green, the color of health. A sign in copperplate script read, "Indiana, Healer," and beneath it was a list of the therapies she offered. Intuitive massage, Reiki, magnet therapy, crystal therapy, aromatherapy. One wall of the tiny waiting room was decorated with a garish tapestry, bought from an Asian store, of the Hindu goddess Shakti as a sensual young woman with long raven hair, dressed all in red and adorned with golden jewels. In one hand she held a sword, in another a flower. The goddess was depicted as having many arms, and each hand held one of the symbols of her power, which ranged from a musical instrument to something that looked like a cell phone. Indiana was such a devout disciple of Shakti that she had once considered taking her name until her father, Blake Jackson, managed to convince her that a Hindu goddess's name was not appropriate for a tall, voluptuous blonde American with the looks of an inflatable doll. Given the nature of his work and his background in the military, Ryan was a skeptic. Yet he gratefully surrendered to Indiana's tender ministrations. He left each session feeling weightless and euphoric, something that could be explained either as a placebo effect combined with his puppyish infatuation with the healer, as his friend Pedro Alarcón suggested, or, as Indiana insisted, by the fact that his chakras were now correctly aligned. This peaceful hour was the most pleasurable in his solitary existence, and Ryan experienced more intimacy in his healing sessions with Indiana than he did in his strenuous sexual gymnastics with Jennifer Yang, the most regular of his lovers. He was a tall, heavy-set man, with the neck and shoulders of a wrestler, arms as thick and stout as tree trunks, and the delicate hands of a pastry chef. He had dark, close-cropped hair streaked with gray, teeth that seemed too white to be natural, pale gray eyes, a broken nose, and 13 visible scars, including his stump. Indiana suspected he had other scars, but she hadn't seen him without his boxer shorts. Yet. "How do you feel?" the healer asked.
"Great. I'm starving, though. That's probably because I smell like dessert."
"That's orange essential oil. If you're just going to make fun, I don't know why you bother coming."
"To see you, babe. Why else?"
"In that case, my therapies aren't right for you," Indiana snapped.
"You know I'm just kidding, Indy."
"Orange oil is a youthful and happy essence, two qualities you seem to lack, Ryan. And I'll have you know that Reiki is so powerful that second-degree practitioners are capable of distance healing. They can work without the patient even being present, though I'd probably need to spend 20 years studying in Japan to get to level 2.
"Don't even think about distance healing. Without you here, this would be a lousy deal."
"Healing is not a deal."
"Everyone's got to make a living. You charge less than your colleagues at the holistic clinic. Do you know how much Yumiko charges for a single acupuncture session?"
"I've no idea, and it's none of my business."
"Nearly twice as much as you," said Ryan. "Why don't you let me pay you more?"
"You're my friend. I'd rather you didn't pay at all, but if I didn't let you pay, you probably wouldn't come back. You won't allow yourself to be in anyone's debt. Pride is your great sin."
"Would you miss me?"
"No, because we'd still see each other as friends. But I bet you'd miss me." "Come on, admit it. These sessions have really helped. Remember how much pain you were in when you first came? Next week, we'll do a session of magnetherapy.
And a massage, please. You've got the hands of an angel. Okay, and a massage. Now get your clothes on. I've got another client waiting. Don't you find it weird that almost all your clients are men? Asked Ryan, clambering down from the massage table. They're not all men. I treat women, too, as well as a few children. And one arthritic poodle.